This is a stop in on the Holyoke Canal System tour. Welcome to Riverside Station. Stand at the juncture of Water Street and Canal Street in Holyoke near the railroad crossings. This is Riverside Station. Water Street is a public way that has a middle section bisected by the Boston and Maine Railroad with the railroad bridge just beyond. Riverside Station is located at the crossing of the Boston and Maine Line and Middle Canal Street. In front of you, and somewhat to the south, are the three Riverside paper mills. To the north of those formerly existed two narrow mills. The front mill was the National Blank Book Mill, and the back mill was White and Wyckoff. From 1889 to 1963, White and Wyckoff was the greeting card giant of the country. Hallmark Cards was not as strong nor as old as White and Wyckoff, but during the 1950s, Madison Avenue pushed their cards more. One step to the north is the original Hamden Glaze Paper Mill. George Fowler started this company in 1880, and it is the oldest company still operating in Holyoke under the same owners. It is still owned by the great-grandchildren of Fowler, but is now called Hamden Papers. They process paper to place metallic designs on it. The Corps of Engineers built levees and pumps in Holyoke in the 1940s. There were two severe floods in Holyoke in the 1930s, the 1936 and the 1938 floods, both due to Connecticut River flooding. The levees are more obvious from the South Hadley and Chicopee sides, looking into the direction of the Holyoke side. There are five pumping stations in Holyoke for flood control. One obvious one is behind the Riverside Mill No. 1, Pump Station 4. The river tracks at your feet are a reminder that the mills in Holyoke each have their own spike going into and going out of each of the plants. The largest mills would have many train track spikes for each section of their mills. They needed supplies brought in or needed finished goods brought out. The tracks along the first and second canals were serviced by the Westfield Railroad, while the tracks along the third and the eastern second were serviced by the Connecticut River Railroad. Thank you for stopping at this wonderful stop.